Market Interviews, and I've got a very special guest with me today. I met Dan Purcell about 3 years ago, I think. He and his crew have set up my website, which we constantly make changes with. But right now, I love what they've done, and I love how it works. They're great to work with, and I thought it would be nice for Dan to come in and sit with me and talk about his website, the different websites that he has, and also the people that he works with, because he specifically works with quilters or the quilting industry. So I think this would be of great interest to a lot of you quilters out there who are thinking about possibly getting a website. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Can you tell us a little bit about, first of all, how you actually got started doing this type of work?
Sure. My background is in computer science. I graduated in 2004 with that degree, and I went off to work for a computer security company as a software engineer.
Okay.
And the most amazing thing happened after I graduated. I didn't have homework to do. I didn't have reports.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, no study groups. And I actually had time to myself, which is something I never had before up until that time. So I wanted to continue my education, and I started reading business books. I wanted to teach myself something that I couldn't learn in college. And I figured, business, yeah, no one can really teach you how to do a business. You got to do it yourself. So being the nerd that I was, I bought a server, parked it in my basement, and started selling web hosting out of my basement.
Really? So kind of like a mini Steve Jobs sort of thing?
Oh, not that sophisticated. More like a...
But
like
didn't he start out of his garage, though?
He
or
did,
something
he
of
did.
That nature?
Yep, yeah. Yep, that's right. He did. Yeah.
So, I'm sorry.
Steve Wozniak together.
Yeah.
So, started selling website hosting to my friends, and just on a little home computer, on a home DSL connection.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, since then, we've upgraded to something more professional.
Yes.
But one of the first clients we had was Superior Threads, who we hosted.
Yeah.
And we did some work there. It was more than hosting. He needed someone to go in and do some programming also. And being the programmer that I am, I started doing a little bit. Then he referred other businesses who were in the same quilting industry. And we started doing those sites. And they in turn started referring other businesses too. And I woke up one morning and realized we have a lot of quilters that we host websites for.
Right.
And it went beyond that too. I was busy with my day job, so I started hiring subcontract work. And one of the people that we hired was excellent, just an excellent programmer.
Mm-hmm.
He was better than I was. So I would be the middleman communicating with the clients, and he'd go and actually do the work and kind of had a little business thing going.
Mm-hmm.
And that grew to 2 employees, to 3, to 4, and it got to the point where I made a decision to leave my full-time job and do websites for quilters full-time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 2007.
And that was about when I think I met you the first time.
We met market of 2008.
Yeah. Okay.
You and I did,
So that was a little, it seems longer than that.
Maybe it was market of 2007.
I think it might have been.
Yeah.
Because I think I picked up your card. I think I stopped at your booth, picked up your card, and, you know, being the kind of person I am, you know, I survey and I question.
No, that's right. It was 2007 because that's when we came out with our new Dash system.
Yeah.
And you were one of our first clients on that system.
Yeah. And you guys did a great job. And, I mean, I know that a lot of quilters out there are familiar with Superior Threads because they have a superior product, which I actually use. And the website is fantastic.
Thank you.
Can you please tell our listeners what your website, the domain is, so that they can access it?
Websitesforquilters.com.
Okay. Now, can you tell us the types of quilting websites? Like, what do you do? Do you just do businesses that sell things, or do you do businesses that just want like a gallery? Like, what is your product line?
Sure. I personally don't like cookie cutter style. I like to customize and make every website we do unique, which means anyone, what I like to do is interview the people, find out exactly what they need and provide a solution just for them. I don't want to sell them something and them not be happy about it or not meet their needs.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done websites as simple as just a 2-page site with a photo gallery. We do a lot of e-commerce websites and inside of the e-commerce realm, there's a lot of customization, adaptation that goes on there. And beyond that, we've done some large thousands of hours of work on a particular project, mm-hmm. thousands of dollars, tens mm-hmm. of thousands of dollar projects mm-hmm. on the programming end also. So the whole gamut mm-hmm. we've done for that.
And what do you find, I mean, personally for yourself, what do you find is the most rewarding kind to do?
I love doing websites. It providing us, I like e-commerce. Mm-hmm. I like doing e-commerce sites. I like
when you say e-commerce, that's
it means a shopping cart, right?
Okay, yeah. Right, and that's very much what I have. Mm-hmm. And I find one of the things that I found about using your shopping cart system, I find that it's really easy to use. And I found that it's really easy to upload my product. I don't have any problems uploading the product at all. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really nice system to use. And I think that I think that, you know, when I started on my venture anyway, I didn't really know a whole lot about how to set, that's why I put it in your hands, because mm-hmm. I really didn't know a lot. And you guys taught me a lot about how to use it. And anytime I have a question, you guys are always there. That's the one thing that I think, you know, your customer service is fantastic. I pick up the phone and somebody, if they don't have the answer, they call me right back, or I send an email, I get an email back. So you guys are all about customer service too.
Absolutely. Well, we are in the quilting industry.
Right. Right.
You need that.
Right. Right. Now, can you tell us some of the websites that you've set up for other people? Like, give us some names. Be a name dropper. Tell us. Besides mine and sure. Superior Threads, who Superior else Threads. Have you done?
We've done a website for Ricky Timms, a handy quilter. We've a website for Lucien USA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just did that, and their website is new, isn't it?
Brand
just
new.
Today.
Yesterday,
I
yeah.
heard yesterday.
Or last night, yeah.
Because I was sitting in on their schoolhouse, and they announced at the schoolhouse that it was brand new. So I have to actually log on. Yeah. Can you tell us the website name?
Lucien, Lecien, USA.com.
.com. Great, great.
To Riley Blake Designs and Alpine Fabrics. Mm-hmm. They're another popular fabric company. Mm-hmm. The Quilt Show Shop.
Yeah.
That's part of Ricky Timms and Alex Anderson's
and Alex
Quilt
Anderson,
Show.
Yeah. Well, and you have some of your own, too.
Patsy Thompson Designs.
Oh, yeah.
She's a
Patsy Thompson.
Very creative yes. designer.
Yeah.
And those are some of the
big
larger
ones. Yeah.
But,
and you got small peanuts like me.
And my hope is that in our company, we treat every client, no matter if they're a big name or a small name, that they can expect the same level of high level of service.
Right.
So you don't have to be, yeah, we do drop names because
yeah.
big names, but I want listeners to know that.
And
I care about each individual.
Yeah, I think that's very important. I think you do. I mean, because I don't consider myself like, a Quilt Show, Superior Thread kind of, in that kind of category as far as volume and that kind of thing. But I think that, you know, you do treat me like, you know, I'm your customer and mm-hmm. you want to keep me satisfied as far as that's concerned. So I do feel like that. So thank you. Now, you also have some other ventures, too.
Yeah, I do.
Tell us about those, because
sure.
I think some of these quilters are really going to like a couple of those that you have.
Yeah, yeah. One of the fun things I get to do in my job is I get a different perspective. I'm looking at not only my business developing websites, but I get insight from all these very successful and brilliant people. I've got a very lucky job. I get to rub shoulders with all these very creative people, mm-hmm. and they inspire a lot of new ideas. Some of the ideas we've come up with, some that we're very proud of, one is called findmyfabric.com. Now, findmyfabric.com is a search engine where you can go in and look for fabric or any quilting-related product that's available on the web. We've taken this step further, and it actually took us about a year to get it right. But we've programmed in some image recognition technology, which means people can take a picture of a piece of fabric they're looking for, upload it to the website, and the system will find the closest match and tell them where they can go to buy it.
That's pretty incredible. that you can do that. And I actually haven't tried that feature yet. I know you do have it, and but I find that. So if you, so explain to me. So they can either scan the image. Can they scan it?
Sure, scan it or take a picture.
Or take a picture. So they, and they just, what do? They just upload it to.
There's a upload link on the homepage.
Okay. And then once that's uploaded, it's kind of acts like a search.
Yes.
Thing. So instead of typing in.
Right.
The, so if they don't have a salvage on a quilt, knowing what the name of that.
Exactly.
That fabric is. It's good. It's really actually going to recognize that fabric if it can find it out there.
Yeah, it is. About 4 weeks ago, my coworker John and I, we went to our local quilt shop in town, and we walk in. You know, I usually wear a shirt and tie to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he were, so we walk in, two young guys into a quilt shop.
Did you get kind of odd looks?
Yeah, we did. They're like, "Can we help you?" We're like, "Yes, we want to take pictures of your fabric."
And, and they thought they were probably going, okay.
And then, you know, I bright up, I lighten up when I talk about, "Hey, we're doing this search engine, whatever. Can we do it?" And they consented.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. So we took a few pictures and samples and then went back to the office and uploaded them. And to our delight, they matched. But I learned a few things, too. You got to make sure to take a good photo and good lighting. And
so scanning could be scanning could be a better way to go, because if the image is against the
glass
you'll get a better image quality and if and versus a poor quality photo.
Right.
But if you're going to take a photo, try and take the in the best light you can.
Yes. And, and make sure you get enough of the print, too. I found that at, if I can get at least a quarter yard in my view, my viewfinder, it takes it's a pretty good enough sample.
So if there's like a repeat in the pattern, would it be good to try and get a photo, like, you know, say it's got, you know, hearts, pumpkin heart, but, you know. Instead of taking a picture of just the heart, take a picture of the heart, pumpkin heart.
Yeah, yeah, get a good sample.
Get a good repeat of the pattern. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing to know, because then if you just take a picture of the heart, it might find something else that's similar.
Right, hearts. But when you want pumpkins also, then
Okay.
What you're trying to do is go in your mind visualize what the fabric manufacturer would have put on their website or in their catalog, and try to take a picture that you can visualize that they might have in their catalog.
Okay.
Because most online stores just take the photos right off of the manufacturer's sites.
Right. And they're good quality photos, typically.
Yes.
Can, well, although then they'd be able to find it. I was going to say, could they, if they, well, they might not be able to. If they found it on a manufacturer's site, can they upload that picture to see where they can?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
In fact, that would give you a better match.
Okay. Because not all the time you're out, you know, you're able to find the picture on a manufacturer's site, but you're not able
to
find
it.
Right, exactly, where to buy it, so you can find somebody.
Absolutely.
Cool, that's
pretty
cool. I got
an email yesterday from someone that said, "Thank you so much for telling me about findmyfabric.com. I've searched all over the internet, and I couldn't find this particular Asian print until I found Find My Fabric. Now I've found three stores that carry what I'm looking for."
Very nice.
Thank
so
you
they
very
were,
much.
So they were able to get that. That's great.
Yeah.
That's terrific. So it's findmyfabric.com.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yep.
Nothing else. Okay.
Yep.
So now you also have another, is it one or two more sites?
We've got about six.
Six. Okay. Geez. So I'm behind the time. So tell us what other sites you have.
Sure. One exciting one that we're coming out with very soon in the next 10 days or so is called Quilters Daily Special. What Quilters Daily Special is, it's a website where we will feature one quilting-related business on our website for that day and also offer a ridiculously awesome special from that business.
From that business.
For example, let's say we're one day it's going to be your site and you have a kit, and let's say it's normally $100 for the kit. Today it's on special for 50% off.
Right.
And what do? Is we email that special and the information about your business to our mailing list of over 100,000 quilters.
Wow. Wow.
Who now get a notice about some really good daily specials. And they get to learn about and discover online stores or online quilting businesses.
They might not have known before.
Right,
yeah.
And then when they buy, they get a what they're doing is actually buying a coupon for that kit. And then they'll go to your website to redeem
the coupon.
The coupon and to get the kit.
Very neat.
And we've come up with a system where it's win-win for the store owner.
Yeah.
It gives them exposure and it also helps the consumer because they get to see something
new and they get a good exciting. Deal.
And they get a very good deal. Yeah.
So do they so
and it's for that day only, so they got to act that.
But it's changing every day.
Yes, so tomorrow would be a different special.
Okay. So it
from
is
a different company.
Okay. Yeah. So I know I'm not going to get the terminology right. So forgive me, but it is it something that they can subscribe to so that they, or do they have to continually log on every day?
No, they get an email. They'll get an email in the morning saying.
If they go to the website, let me ask you that. Okay, how do I want to word this? Do they have a couple options? They can either probably, I'm thinking they can either log on every day and just check the daily special.
They could do that too.
Or do they go to the website and put an email in, and then they automatically get any? Is that how it works?
I see.
How
does
it work?
You go to quiltersdailyspecial.com, and you will see what the special is that day.
Okay.
And there's also a little box where you can sign up for email notifications.
Okay.
So you can get an email to tell you what the special is going to be.
So they can find out one of two ways.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's going to so it'll change every day. So if somebody doesn't want to get the email, they can just log on every day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. That's very cool. And what is the website going? Is it quiltersdailyspecial.com?
Yep.
It is. Okay. Yep. So it's quilters with an S.
Yes, plural.
Plural. Dailyspecial.com. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So let's hear about the next website. You guys are busy. Man, I can't keep up that fast.
It's real fun. Another fun one we've done is freequiltclassifieds.com. It's like Craigslist, but with two differences.
Mm-hmm.
Craigslist is a big, if you don't know, it's a very popular classified, and it's completely free.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is the same style, it's completely free, but the two differences are, one is specific for quilting, and two is it's pretty.
That's good to know.
If you have the Craigslist before, it's a very... Anyway, we made ours design a little
bit better, I think you should. I mean, you guys are like web designers. Make it pretty, right?
Right. But our this is just a website we built for fun.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is we help quilters who are trying to sell things list on the classified site for free.
Very cool. So if they want to get rid of a quilt that they've had, they can sell it.
Or they bought a new long arm machine and
they're ready to get rid of that old one. Sewing machine.
Yep.
So really anything sewing / quilting related.
Sure. And announcements also, like I'm going to announce a special quilt show in my area, in my region.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep, you can post it on the classifieds.
And that's really nice.
If you're looking to connect with others, like if you're looking for a designer to do some work for you or even a long arm quilter, she can post her services on there.
Very cool. So what is that website?
It is freequiltclassifieds.com.
Okay, so easy. Again, you're going to have to write all of these down for me so that when you don't have to do it now, but you're going to have to write them all down for me so that we can get these on my blog so all my listeners can find them after they're done listening.
Great.
What's the next website?
The next one to talk about?
Yeah.
This one's called thequiltpatternshop.com.
Yeah, that one I'm familiar with.
What's fun about the Quilt Pattern Shop, it was inspired by actually websites to sell digitized designs for long-arm quilters.
Right.
And their business is a great business model. You have a great artist with some talent. They create some nice designs, and they digitize them, and they sell them on their website. But it's a completely digital download process.
Right.
That's a great concept.
Right.
Why couldn't that apply to normal quilt patterns?
Mm-hmm.
Most quilt pattern designers these days design their patterns on a computer or at least have it in some electronic format to send to their printer to be printed. So I thought, well, let's try the same idea, but for quilt patterns. So we launched the Quilt Pattern Shop. We've connected with designers, and they list their designs in an electronic format on our website. People come and buy the pattern. They get to buy the pattern and download it right away and print it.
Which is very nice. Very convenient. And, you know, it's interesting. Ever since you started that site, I see more and more designers doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it saves not only them time and money, too, because they have to invest, when they're packing patterns and stuff, they have to invest in all the, you know, the bags or whatever they're packing it in, and the paper and the printing costs and all that. So if there's any aspiring designers out there, they could get in touch with you.
Absolutely.
And do that. And I mean, basically it's a PDF format, isn't it?
Yep. It is. It is. One concern I get from designers often is, how do I know that someone's not going to copy my pattern? How we've addressed that is we put a very strict copyright notice as a cover sheet on every pattern that's downloaded. We also have we also track every single download, and the download link is a very special link. It's not one you can guess. It's kind of lots of letters.
And so numbers. They can't. So the person who's purchasing it can't share that.
Easily.
They cannot.
Yeah,
which is good. And I think that's an important point to address.
And then that link is only good for a certain amount of time also.
So they have to download it within a certain amount of time. And if they don't download
it.
Yeah, and then usually if you're going to do something like that, you're going to download it immediately and print it off anyway, I would think.
And now we're up to nearly 700 patterns from dozens and dozens of designers.
700.
Yeah, that's a lot of patterns.
Yeah. That is. And if the quilter out there is looking for something specific, you know, traditional applique or wall hanging, and you have them in different sizes. So they can go on the website, right? And they can see if they want it, they can see bed size, wall hanging, pieced, applique. So if they're searching, they can search for something particular.
Now, just so
you know too, you can go directly to Dan's site and you can also access it through my site too.
Yes.
We have a link on my website. I think there is one on my blog too. I think if there isn't, there will be one because I can put it there. But so that you can access, and it's the quilt pattern shop with a PPE .com.
But if you type quilt pattern shop, it'll redirect you there. But yeah.
Okay.
We call it the Shoppy.
The Shoppy.
We affectionately refer to it as the Shoppy.
Now you have some other sites too.
That's about all to discuss for today.
Ah, okay.
But we have some others in the works that will be coming out soon.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, I think that...
I can mention one more. This one's called quiltvertiser.com.
Yes.
This one's a fun venture where as a business owner, I'm always looking for new ways to help our clients find inexpensive advertising that's also very targeted. Mm-hmm. So we launched a service called quiltvertiser.com, where we programmed a website that will allow advertisers to log in and create ads.
Which I did.
Yeah, thank you.
And I still am doing. I readjust the budget every so often. Jared probably sees me readjusting my budget. But
what we've done is we've found some websites that bring in a lot of traffic in the quilting world. Mm-hmm. A lot of these are blogs and other related websites, and we've asked them to place our ads on their site. Now we're serving over 500,000 ads per month.
Is it really that? Wow. That's
a lot of ads.
That is a lot of ads. But it's quilt specific.
All quilt specific.
You know, one of the things that it'd be interesting for my listeners to hear, if they're familiar with, I think what I liken it to is like a Google ad.
Yeah.
But it's quilt specific.
Right.
And you target quilting blogs and quilting websites. So if you're a business like I am, and you don't want it to do like a Google ad because it's going to reach all these people that really don't care about what your business is, yours is really the way to go because you reach just the quilting market.
Right. And ours are all, instead of just text ads, they're graphic ads too. So you get a little more bang for your buck.
Right.
Out of that.
And I think it's a wonderful way to go. So, and actually I can tell you from my experience with it, you know, I use the Google Analytics so I can see how many people have come in from Quiltvertiser. So if any businesses out there want to try this, it definitely can be tracked to see, you know, what if business is coming in from Quiltfertizer.
Right.
So it's definitely trackable, and you can see results from it. So it's definitely a cool way to go. Let me ask you a couple more questions about websites for quilters specifically. If somebody were to come to you now, today, tomorrow, whatever, like at market, and they said, we want you to build a website for us. We don't have a website. Mm-hmm. We don't know what to do. We have no clue. What can you offer to them? How would you start with them?
That's a great question. We'd sit down and interview them and really try to get a feel for what they're trying to do. Let's pretend they're a store owner. They mm-hmm. own a quilt store, and they have a brick and mortar store. They have a lot of pressure. They think, okay, we need to start competing online as well, and so they want a website online. So what we would probably offer them is a blog service, mm-hmm. an email newsletter service, definitely a photo gallery to showcase mm-hmm. what's going on.
I think it's important.
An events calendar, yeah. So they can see what events people can go to the website and yeah. see in the calendar format.
Yeah.
When classes are and whatnot. And, of course, the e-commerce component. One of the fun things that we've done with our e-commerce system, I think that's where we put a lot of our focus as a business mm-hmm. or as websites for quilters, is we want to make our e-commerce system very easy for the store owner to use and update and manage. We've programmed systems, for example, where when you get a new collection of fabric coming, there's 30 or so prints to put on your website. Mm-hmm. That can be really time-consuming when you're adding it one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a system where you can put all that information in a spreadsheet and then upload all that information in one step.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen people who, after we teach them how to do it, take what used to be a 2 or 3 hour process in less than a half hour because they can just put it all in one step.
You have to teach me that because I have a collection coming in that I'm going to need to do. And typically I haven't purchased whole collections,
uh-huh.
but we're getting to that point. Yeah, we're getting to that point where I need to. So you're going to have to teach me.
All right.
Stop by your booth tomorrow, and you'll have to show me.
Yep.
So you would offer them these different components.
Yes.
What about one of the big questions? I think, and actually, Deb Tucker was one of the ones who she asked me yesterday. What would it look like? So people are concerned. What their website's going to look like. Is it going to be pretty? Are you going to do the design? Do I have to do the design? Those are questions I think that people are going to ask. What would you do?
That's a great question. We have two graphic artists on our staff. Very great, talented. Actually, three designers.
Mm-hmm.
Very good designers. And our job is to understand your taste, your style, and work with you to get that design done. Now, some people come to us and they have an idea already in mind what they want it to look mm-hmm. like, and they just describe it to us, and,
mm-hmm.
and we do it for them. Others come to us and they really have no idea what mm-hmm. they want it to look like. For those, it's a little more work on our end to kind of mm-hmm. see. We put a few feelers out, just a few examples and a few mock-ups together, and mm-hmm. we narrow it down from there.
Mm-hmm.
The design phase of a website we plan several weeks for that phase because there's a lot of back and forth and,
sure.
Hey, I don't like this here, move it here, or let's try a green instead of a pink, or let's try instead of a more feminine floral something, let's try to do a little more modern and techie look. So we kind of go back and forth there.
Right.
One of the biggest advice I can give for those that want to know what things will look like is find other sites that you like that you think are your style or your taste.
Mm-hmm.
And then that helps us. That's a great way of communicating to a web designer. This is the style I like.
Right.
And from there, we can usually nail it right off the bat.
Yep.
Or one or two revisions later,
yep.
we'll get it down.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to go about it. And I know that one of the things somebody had asked me in particular, they said, well, how does this all go about without other people seeing it? And I says, well, they do it in, it's beta, right? You do it in a beta version, so nobody can see it but you guys and you guys that are working on it and the owner of the website. Is that correct?
That's somewhat correct. I bought a domain name a long time ago
mm-hmm.
that I never used. Mm-hmm. And one day, this is way back when we're just starting website
in
development.
In your basement.
In my basement. Someone needed a, we wanted to show the client our progress so far on the site, but she didn't have her domain name up yet. Or, mm-hmm. no, that wasn't it. She already had a website up, and mm-hmm. we're doing a redo.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't, I'm not going to take down her current site while her new
right.
site's in development. Okay. So I found, I dug up that domain name I bought and never used, and I just used that for mm-hmm. her site. And it kind of stuck. And since then, we've been using that domain name.
Mm-hmm.
Or a subdomain, that means it's something dot.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, we use something called genialink.org.
Yes.
So we
yes.
come up with an abbreviation for their business, yeah. dot genialink.org.
And so they get to see site. Everything before it actually goes live.
Right, right. And it's not out there for the public to see unless you share
the link
is.
Right, uh-huh. right. Which is nice, which
yeah.
is nice.
Yeah.
So let's do a little recap here. So you've got websiteforquilters.com.
Yes.
You've got findmyfabric.com.
Uh-huh.
You've got
Quilters Daily Special.
Go ahead, you can tell them.
Quilters Daily Special.
.com.
Yep. We've talked about free quilt classifieds.
.com.
The Quilt Pattern Shop.
Shopee.
.com. Shopee. And Quiltvertiser.
.com. Okay, so these are all accessible websites to anybody out there in the quilting industry who wants to either work with their business or just even to find another quilting website that they're interested in and learn a little bit more.
Right.
So, but if they want to build a website, it's website for quilters.
Right.
.com.
That's right.
Okay.
And our purpose for all these other website, we call it our side businesses,
mm-hmm.
is hopefully in the end they all complement each other and
right.
help our client sites.
Right.
Our core really is web development.
Right.
But you can see how free quilt classifieds will benefit our client
right.
because customers look for fabric. Well, they're going to find that fabric. They're one of our client sites
yeah.
that have that fabric.
Yeah.
And you can see how Quilt Pattern Shop, if you're a designer, you want a website but don't want to go full-blown into a website.
Mm-hmm.
You can start with like the Quilt Pattern Shop until mm-hmm. you get more popular and need a site of your own.
Now, one of the things I have to say on your website, if my listeners want to get a look at your whole team,
uh-huh.
I love the picture you guys put up there. They have a great little picture. It actually is a little animated. You get to see the front and the back side. it's quite a good little.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, so you get to see Dan because right now you can't see him. So. Log on to his website, and you can see a lot of the websites that they've built because you have a portfolio there that they can take a look at, and they can actually log on to some of these sites and see some of the work that you've done, which it's outstanding. I mean, a lot of the work that you've done is just outstanding. I think mine's pretty outstanding.
It is. It's very nice.
But that's my personal opinion. So anyway, and if you want to see my website, if you're just listening to my podcast for the first time from iTunes or from somewhere else, cvquiltworks.com or cvquiltworks.com/shop, which is the shop side of my, but you can link from the other. Also, make sure you go to my blog, cvquiltworks.blogspot.com, where I will have all the links for all of Dan's websites there, so that if you want to find out about any one of these individual sites, you can link freely and easily to any of them. And please contact Dan. He's here at Quilt Market. He's here with Jared, who is one of his employees, and they're going to be talking to some quilters over the next few days, and hopefully there'll be some new sites coming up there that we'll see in the future. So thanks, Dan, for being here today.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you very much, Jack.
And I hope you've all had a good time listening to Dan and I, and until next time, happy quilting.
All right.